for everybody here listening that does not know David, David Meltzer is a legend. David Meltzer is an entrepreneur. He's an investor. He is a TV show host. He is the chairman of the Napoleon Hill Institute. He really has made an impact in many, many, many lives. His goal is truly, I know this sounds crazy, but his life's mission is to make over a billion people happy. That is what he is on this planet to do. And if you ever watch any of his content, you'll see that in everything that he does and says, his mission is aligned. So the fact that he invested in Creatures of Habit, early days, day one, was really, you know, I was super humbled by that. And so I asked David if he would join us here in the webinar, not only to talk about what he's done in his career, but really like what he looks for, when he invests in entrepreneurs. And I should mention that he's no stranger to investing in and hearing entrepreneurs' stories. His shows, he had two Apple TV shows. One was called 2 Minute Drill and the other one was called Office Hours. And now he is a panelist on a show called Go Fund Yourself. So, and these are all shows that involve and are very tightly geared towards the entrepreneurial landscape. So he mentors, invests in, and reviews entrepreneurs' stories and missions and decks all day long. That's what he does. And so I wanted to ask him a very, very specific question, or two specific questions. One, what he looks for when investing in a business, and two, what he looks for in entrepreneurs. And then three, and we'll finish with that, why he chose to invest in Creatures of Habit. David, take it away.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much. I think it's an understatement to say I'm involved in looking at deal flow because of not only Napoleon Hill Institute, I'm chairman as well, the chief chancellor of Junior Achievement University, but, you know, executive producer of Entrepreneur Magazine's Elevator Pitch, 2 Minute Drills in season 9, Office Hours, but also being an executive producer and a titan on Go Fund Yourself, which is now the number one show on Cheddar. So we have about 10 million people checking out the deals and the deal flow beyond my own funds. I get to see the best and the worst of entrepreneurship, the best and the worst of decks and pitches, and have really leveraged the dummy tax from all the hundreds of millions of dollars that I raised when I was your age. And so what do I look for in a deal? Very clear. Number one, and it's the second question, but number one, I look at the entrepreneur. So I have to qualify the entrepreneur themselves. And it could be one or two, usually in the early stage. It could be a lot more as we deal with some later stage businesses as well. So, you know, when I met with Gary Vaynerchuk and we reviewed this deal together, we did an analysis of one thing on you. Does he have the desire that he must be what he can be? Does he have teachable skills, or are they unteachable skills? And then align those with what's doing well, what's stable, and what we thought would be doing well in the future. And so when we did that review, and I remember it well with Gary Vaynerchuk, you were at the top of the list. That's why it was a no-brainer. When I have someone that I know has a desire that they must be what they can be, that his capabilities that he is missing are teachable. He has all the unteachable capabilities. And then his capabilities are aligned, teachable and unteachable, with what's doing well, what's stable, and what I and Gary thought would be doing well. It became a no-brainer to invest in you. And so when I look at a deal first, I look at that second question first, because if the values aren't there, if the desire is not there, I don't care if you have, you know, literally the greatest company and the greatest product in the world. And I've seen them fail because the entrepreneur doesn't have the capability to take advantage of what's doing well, what's stable, what we think is going to be doing well, because they don't have the desire to make it happen. Things in entrepreneurship have very slowly then all of a sudden, and I got to teach people this right here, because the litmus test of Michael Chernow and of Creatures of Habit is that, is he going to be a thousand stepper? And when I say, is he going to be a thousand steps, when you have a company, and we were some of the, I think, Michael, we were some of the earliest investors, Gary and I, into the company. We sit down and we say, okay, gee, is he a thousand stepper? And what that means is, will he still be here when he gives 90% of the time that it's going to take to be successful? When we're at the 90% of the time, because we don't know how much time it takes. Sometimes it could be a year, sometimes 10 years. I just had a deal, $525 million exit, and it was 5 years. And this was already a NASDAQ company, so it was a much more mature company. I was upside down for 4 years and 10 months. I was upside down in the deal, and then it happened all of a sudden. So the thousand steps means no matter how much time it's going to take, you take an entrepreneur that has a desire that he must be what he can be, aligned with the capabilities, teachable and unteachable, with what's doing well, what's stable, and you think is doing well, but will he be here after 90% of the time has passed? Because he's only going to be at 250 steps. And most people quit. That's just where people lose money, is that somewhere between zero steps and 250 steps, the steps are too slippery, too tall. You got to take 8 steps backwards and go 10 forward. They break, they're muddy, and people quit. 99% of the entrepreneurs quit before they get to 250 steps, because it takes 90% of the effort and the time to get there. Here's the sadder part. If they don't have the desire like you have, in the next 5% of the time, they go from 250 steps to 500. And then again, 99% of the 1% quit. And then the last 5% of the time and effort that's needed gets them to 1,000 steps. So that's why it's so essential to put your second question first. You know, we don't invest in companies. We invest in people who create cultures. People don't work for companies anymore. They work for cultures. Cultures are created by leaders. Leaders are intelligent followers who have the desire that they must be what they can be. And that's exactly who you are and you've proven to be, which is why I'm not surprised that we have almost $1 million in crowdfunding. And if we get you on GoFund Yourself, we'll get to the full 5 million Reg CF funding on the TV show.
You always hear the term, especially when you're talking about entrepreneurship, you know, a lot of investors bet on the jockey, not the horse, right? And I've always kind of benefited from that, because this is my third business that I founded. I've exited 2 successfully. And this one has been so aligned with my passion for life, so aligned with like every cell in my being of what I know I should be doing in the world. And I love I've never heard you say, must be what they can be. You know, I feel that in my core. I feel that in my soul, right? Like, you know, I am one of these guys that will just die on the hill, and stand up for what I believe in. And I think that's honestly what's made me a good entrepreneur. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I never claim to be. I'm smart enough to surround myself with people like you that can help carry the weight and carry the load. And so that has been a smart thing that I've done over the years. But it really means the world to hear you say that. What was the thought when you were thinking about investing in Creatures of Habit? And for the people that are on this webinar, and for the people that are going to be listening to it when we send it out to the 550 plus people that follow our campaign, like, if anybody's on the fence, is there anything that you could say to sort of, you know, sort of quell their nerves or give them a little confidence?
Yeah, beyond the team, the advisors, and you, let's take the product now. And understanding the positioning of the product, the quality of the product, once again, aligning with industries, careers, and jobs that are doing well, that are stable, and you think are going to be doing well. Understanding the capital requirements for distribution in a CPG product that is aligned with what is today doing very well, but will be doing even better in the future. And so being able to have the early investment and an early start, I took on a lot more risk. Today, with almost $1 million in reg, yeah, funding, you know, crowdfunding, and, you know, the aspect of so much more enthusiasm, the statistical chance of success continues to increase and the mitigation of risk continues to decrease. So if you want to get involved in this, we've taken care of so much of the risk of not getting to the 250 steps. This is where the bonus round is, when you get to spend 5% of the time to get to 500 steps and 5% of the time to get to that 1,000 steps. And so when you look at the marketing help, the branding help, the quality of the product, the positioning of the product, the opportunity today within the context of CPG products and the distribution of those to the masses, the upside potential is so incredible versus the risk. And so I encourage anyone, I always encourage everyone, if you're going to make an investment in the right person, in the right product, you need to know one thing first. Know your timing and risk tolerance. Regardless of how great Gary and I and Michael and the rest of the team and the products, regardless of all of that, if you don't know your own timing and risk tolerance, knowing that here I want to invest, you know, $1,000, or I want to invest $1 million, whatever it is, you need to know the timing and the risk tolerance. And the timing of this, we're already at a 250 steps. So 90% of the timing, right, and the risk that went into that timing, that 99% of the people quitting and not making it, has already been alleviated. So the reason I'm so bullish beyond why, you know, it's hard to ask me because I invested so early, because I have experience in thing thousands of deals, and I've gotten really good. Now, just so you know, in all transparency, one of the things that Michael left out of my bio is the most important thing in my bio. I lost over $100 million and went bankrupt in 2008. So I paid some serious dummy tax. I invested in the wrong people and the wrong ideas. I trusted people and didn't vet them. Over the last 18 years, I've learned to surround myself with the right people and the right ideas. People like Gary, people like the Napoleon Hill Institute, people like Junior Achievement, people like the Unstoppable Foundation. And beyond that, Transformational Leadership Council with, you know, Jack Canfield, Deepak Chopra, Bob Proctor, Mary Morrissey, Wayne Dyer, you know, all these amazing mindset people. And through this process of surrounding ourselves with the right people and the right ideas, 18 years of taking the dummy tax that we paid. Remember, the biggest expense of everyone's personal and professional life is taxes, period. So if you don't have a tax architect, if you're not aware of taxes in your personal, coming the day after October 15th, this is very relevant, by the way, if you understand taxes. But more importantly, if you don't understand taxes, but most people are concerned about all types of different tax strategies and architecture, let me tell you the tax that I paid and why we at Creatures of Habit will be so successful. The dummy tax is the most expensive tax. It will cost you everything you've ever had and everything you will have. And so when I have learned about timing and risk tolerance, about surrounding myself with the right people and the right ideas, I have increased my statistical success in my own personal and the funds that I represent. And we represent, you know, over $1 billion worth of funding. I have Meltzer Funding, which is bridge capital for women and women of color. You know, we have Surround Ventures. We have Outpost Ventures. We have Global Security Ventures. So there's a variety of LPs that I'm a part of in this investment community. I tell you right now, when you do your own timing and risk tolerance analysis, if this deal is aligned with that, you should see no reason why you wouldn't want to invest.
Dave, I can't thank you enough for hopping on, man. I know you're a busy guy, and I know I got you early on the West Coast. So I really appreciate you hopping on. And I think you kind of said everything I was hoping for and more. If you're listening to this or watching this and are still considering, shoot me an email, michael@creaturesofhabit.com. I'd be happy to hop on with you. David, thank you for taking the time, man. I really appreciate you.
Anytime, all you got to do is ask. I'm so proud of you. And not only am I proud, but you're aligned with my mission, because to get to over a billion people, I got to find 1,000 people like Michael that will empower 1,000 to empower 1,000 to make a lot of money for the sake of helping a lot of people. And of course, one of our ethos, having a lot of fun. So if you want to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, come join us at Creatures of Habit.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you.
Thank you.